Well then, hello again, human. Home sweet home. I suppose now I can be more true to you about my real intentions. Like I said, I hope to be your mate. But I wasn't all that truthful. Lamia, don't eat humans. At least not in the way you think. But we need human males alive. The truth is, there aren't any males in our species. In fact, there never was. It's true that in the ancient days of our kind, we captured human males and ate them. But we changed. It's simply not efficient to kill the human we prey on, only to find another one when the urge to breed strikes. And besides, there isn't anyone around this area anyway. So in exchange for not killing you, I must keep you in my coils until you learn to trust me, which will most likely be hard for you. I don't know what you're thinking. The faster you acknowledge my words, the faster I can relieve you of the burning you feel. You're nodding your head despite not knowing my reasons. Good boy. I guess I can start to pleasure you. After all, if you get any harder, you might penetrate my scales. If the end of my tail was coiled around it, I would have sworn my eyes were deceiving me. Human call this sting a lot of names. I believe it is referred to as cock. I think you got harder when I said that. You dirty boy. I'm going to just move my coils around your stiff cock. Don't you think this is so much better than a human girl? I can wrap myself around your body and jerk your cock while also gently caressing your skin with both hands and staring into your eyes. This must feel like heaven to you. I mean, you thought that this would be the end for you, but now I'm giving you pleasure beyond anything you could imagine. You tensed up when I wrapped my long tongue around yours. So adorable. I can feel you trembling, human. Are you getting close? I'm sorry, but I can't have you spilling your seed on my scales just yet. That's for after you've shot a hot load into me. I'm just going to stop and squeeze along the base. I know. It's uncomfortable, but it'll feel good soon, I promise. I'll just guide you to my entrance, and oh, you're in me, human. We're one now. I'm going to start moving. Feel free to squeeze my breasts. Or maybe wrap your arms around my back and pull me closer to you. Oh, human. You're so deep inside me. I can feel you bucking your hips into me. Don't worry about holding back. I know you're on the edge, just as these urges have been keeping me in a similar state. Oh. When you shoot your hot load into me, my insides will contract and seem to squeeze you like my coils are squeezing your body. It's going to be intense, but I'll be here. Just wrap your arms around me and moan into me. Moan into my breasts, human. Come into me, human. Come in me. You're trembling. Are you all right, human? Scared? A lie to calm you down? Human, do you still think that I would do anything to you? No, no. You can't go home. I'm so sorry. If word got out that my species relied on humans to survive, and that we don't kill them at that, we would all be wiped out. You wouldn't want my species to die. You wouldn't want to see me die, right? You understand? You're willing to stay? That's great. I love you, human. Oh, are you tired? You practically went limp right as I kissed you. There. I'll gently squeeze your lower body with my tail and wrap my arms around your upper body like this. You don't have to worry about a thing, my love. Just rest. You're going to need it if this urge comes back tomorrow.